effort. The Department of Justice has also sued Edward Snowden for the royalties of the book. That does it for our show. Democracy Now! Produced by Mike Burke, Dina Guzder, Noreen Sheikh, Carla Wills, Tammy Warnoff, Libby Rainey, Sam Alkoff, John Hamilton, Ravi Karan, Hani Massoud. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks so much for joining us.
You are listening to KBOO Portland. The time is 7:59 a.m. Stay tuned. At the top of the hour, we have more talk radio with Cecil and Celeste.
Science has told us a lot about the nature and history of life, the Earth, and the universe. Is it possible to use that knowledge to create a personal moral code that helps us to live in harmony with the Earth, each other, and the rest of life? My answer to that question is a resounding yes. Come on over to Episode 5 of the Insert Edition of Local Folks Podcast, and I'll tell you about why I said yes. You can find Local Folks at kboo.fm. Go to audio, list of programs, podcasts, web only, and click on Local Folks.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of In the Blink of an Eye, our opening featuring a talk by Barbara Bernstein on Thursday, October 3rd from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Clackamas Community College campus in Wilsonville. In the Blink of an Eye is a multi-layered art exhibit which delves into the history, science, and technology behind atomic weapons and power. Barbara Bernstein will be speaking at 4:30 p.m. about the Hanford nuclear site, followed by brief artist talks. Again, that's In the Blink of an Eye, art opening featuring a talk by Barbara Bernstein on Thursday, October 3rd from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Clackamas Community College campus. 29353 Southwest Town Center Loop East in Wilsonville. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Nuclear war?
Yeah.
Good morning. You are listening to More Talk Radio. Today is the 30th of September 2019, and this is More Talk Radio on KBOO, your community radio station, broadcasting from all over the place, but particularly right now from Portland 90.7. And I am Cecil Prescott, and as I woke up this morning and said, you know, I just need to do some really important reading. And so I got up and prepared breakfast and sat down and said, okay, what should I read? And I said, you know, I have not read the Whistleblower's Complaint. So I sat down and read that. Then I read the Inspector General's letter, also to the House. And as you are well aware, all of a sudden here in the United States, there has been this sudden turn, it seems, in terms of investigation of the president, and particularly by the Congress. And the Speaker of the House has changed her tune and has called for an inquiry, impeachment inquiry, to take place, stemming from the conversation the President of the United States had with the President of the Ukraine, and the desire of the president for the Ukraine to become a participant in his election, his re-election bid, by seeking to do some investigation on one of his political rivals. They certainly have many people upset, and it seems as if that there will be, well, we know that there is an impeachment investigation, but from what I've read, the House is moving pretty quickly on that. And so what we would like for you to share, if you had the chance to catch your breath, is to give us a call here at 503-231-8187. And in particular, have you been paying attention to the call for impeachment? And second, if you have or if you have not, what do you think about it? And particular, also, do you think this is a distraction? So there's some people who have argued the position that the focus on this is distracts from the presidential election of 2020, or that it might be a stimulus for the president's supporter, stimulus by raising money and by getting people to become more involved in his campaign. And regardless of the outcome of the impeachment hearing and the subsequent trial in the Senate, it might be a way in which might be a good campaign move for the president and his supporters. So what is it that you think? 503-231-8187. Are the calls for impeachment something we should heed? And related to that, should the investigation focus solely on this singular concern about the call of the President of the United States to have foreign governments to investigate one of his political rivals, former Vice President Joe Biden, and what do you make out of all of this? See, I was going to say mess, but maybe not mess. This walk down the American political theater. Certainly, it's one thing for me to, you know, you wake up each morning and I say to myself, what has this person done today? What has he, how has he used his social media? How did his Twitter account today or early in the morning? And, you know, I'm personally past the point of rolling my eyes and being surprised at what comes out of the president and his supporters and his not only supporters, or those are people who are unable to what I think is to stand up to the president. They're not supporters, they're enablers. And certainly many people think that our nation is in a particular crisis point, not only because of issues, policy issues, whether it is the economy, whether it's addressing climate change, whether it's immigration, whether it is police violence. The crisis is, who are we as a nation? How do we get ourselves out of all of this mess? Is the impeachment a way of doing it, or is it not? Many people, there are many people with many different opinions about this and whether or not the impeachment is the way in which to confront the issues that the president and his administration, the issues that they have raised, and how do we confront it, and how do we challenge those things? Many of the president's opponents are divided, as I suggested, whether or not you should focus on the impeachment hearing or whether or not there are other things that you should do. And by the way, you know, with all this going on about the impeachment, I wonder how all those candidates for president feel. It's suddenly the wind seemed to be out of of a lot of their campaigns, but particular, it doesn't seem to be as much attention in the past week or so in terms of looking at the presidential candidates and their positions and their campaigns. We have an inability to have an expansive way of looking at issues, and we can only concentrate on one thing or the other. But I'm sure you have ways in which we can address these issues. So let's focus. The impeachment, is it something we should do? Should we focus, should the House focus only on the Ukraine issue? And is it a distraction for other issues? Our numbers are 503-231-8187. So I will ask you, should the House focus on the impeachment, and do you consider that a distraction? What do you think, Lou? Good morning. You're on the air.
Yes and no. So, yeah, they should focus on impeachment, absolutely. And is it a distraction? No.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I just had a little problem with my headphones.
Sure.
So you said, say that one more time. Is a distraction?
The House should focus on impeachment, yes.
Uh-huh.
And no, it's not a distraction.
Okay. And so you think it's not a distraction. Why?
Well, I've talked to you more than once, but at Portland State, we talked about Joe's program on Tuesday morning on KBOO in particular, because his recurrent theme for at least a year has been impeachment and why Trump's bad. The critique is, how can you tie someone who creates such a hostile environment for everybody with deadly consequences, like Charlottesville, to local issues and local organizing, having people be involved with grassroots campaigns that KBOO from time to time mentions and promotes, along with local electoral politics. But in terms of the strategy, given that finally this will be apparently the fourth impeachment in U.S. history, which is a fairly important development, that there's this whole issue about how important are facts. So one of the questions you asked, Cecil, was should the focus just be on Ukraine or become wider? And one of the questions I thought that Adam Schiff asked about it, he's chair of the investigation committee for impeachment in the Congress, is if you find more facts that are relevant, for example, has Trump been doing this all along? There was a whole Mueller investigation with meddling in elections by Russia, by Putin. Are those things that lead to more specific political crimes? Because if you do impeachment, it's not just the law.
Mm-hmm.
It's whether you can persuade enough of the people in the United States and make some headway enough in the Senate with the Republicans to actually get them to basically to do the impeachment or force like Nixon. It may be that Trump will be just like Nixon. He'll be the second president in the history of the country to actually resign under threats of impeachment. There are 5 articles of impeachment against Nixon. So what do you think? You're asking us, but what do you think, Cecil?
Well, thank you. Thank you for asking. I'm not sure in terms of whether it's a distraction. I thought that was very helpful what you just shared about Chairman Schiff and his willingness to apparently just follow the evidence wherever it leads. I'm just worried about whether or not they will just go to an endless, how long it will last, and whether or not I'm not sure what this president will do. I mean,
sure.
he's not
well,
normal.
He, apparently this weekend he was talking about civil war, but I think he talked about that before. So one of the logistical questions, it's sort of a hypercritical question, is, okay, let's say that the impeachment happens, which and Trump is out, he resigns, or goes to jail eventually, blah, blah, blah. One of the things that PSU we talked about, okay, well, Pence gets in, who would Pence pick or nominate for the Senate to ratify as vice president? You may remember when Gerald Ford succeeded Nixon, Nelson Rockefeller became the vice president for a while. And then in the election, Carter defeated Ford. So, yeah, I mean, there is always this question about the distraction and how far should facts lead. There's also the time considerations. So, yeah, in theory, you don't want it to last a long time. On the other hand, there's one strategy that was used with, I believe, Garland, Obama's Supreme Court nominee,
yes.
that Mitch McConnell would just say, well, we're not even going to hold a hearing on this, and we'll deal with it like in a year, or we'll deal with it when we take power.
Yeah.
So given the power dynamics, it's a little bit unknown, but it seems like it's very helpful to get more people paying attention to both national and local politics in a positive way.
Yes.
The distraction idea, I think, that some, I would argue, and I'm not saying you're a libertarian, but some libertarians would argue is if you do a distraction, it doesn't deal with housing or healthcare or gun control or police accountability, things that Joanne Hardesty talks about in Portland, for example. But I don't think you can, like with global warming, you can't, I believe, you can't ignore global issues with national or local issues. It's just, for some organizers, it's hard to try to integrate a local angle of things that tie in locally with what may be going on nationally. Obviously,
great.
Yeah, well, that's all I need to ask, and thanks, bye.
Hey, thank you so much, Lou. So what do you think about the impeachment? Is it a distraction, or is it worth the effort? 503-231-8187, and let's go to our next caller. Good morning, caller. Share your thoughts.
Yes, I'm Suzanne Stanford.
Hi,
and
Suzanne.
I think this is much rather, and we're in this sort of diversion, and you've done a lot of that this morning. Is it this or is it that? And that, in my life, is not the point. The point is that we have, as citizens, given up our rights because we are definitely attached to gadgets and TV and all of that. And I know very few people who think anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I have made a number of efforts here in Salem, which that's what I call it instead of Salem. We're very sluggish here. And I've tried to engage people in, you know, discussing real facts about why is our prison system so secretive? Why don't we know this? Why aren't we let into that meeting in order to get facts? And and I'm just done with the Democratic Party here because they won't talk to me.
So let me ask you in terms of so I understand clearly. So the impeachment inquiry, is that something that the House should focus on now, or as you suggest?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
Okay.
Trump lies every moment. He has no past, no present, and no future. The American Psychiatric Board came up with that diagnosis within 3 months after Trump was elected.
Okay.
That's why he does all this Twitter stuff. He absolutely does not remember what he said or know what he's going to say next.
Okay, let me ask you, in terms of the impeachment inquiry, do you think it should also delve into that in terms of the president's psychological?
Absolutely.
Okay,
absolutely.
So you want to expand the impeachment inquiry. Okay, great. I hadn't heard that name for Capitol, Snailum, so that's great. Hey,
yes. Oh, right. And the one thing that both my parents were very active politically, and they never asked me for a report card or anything. But every day when my daddy came home from the lab, he'd take my two little hands and he'd say, "What did you discover today?"
Okay.
Now that makes life exciting.
Hey, thank you so
Bye-bye.
Much, Susan, and thank you for your thoughts. You are listening to KBOO. This is More Talk Radio. I am Cecil Prescott. Today is the 30th of September. And we have some callers who are talking about the impeachment inquiry. Do you think it's necessary or is it a distraction? I think Harry has some thoughts. Good morning. Hello, are you there?
Hello? Hello?
Yes, yes, caller. Yes, you're on the air.
Are you talking to me?
Yes, I am.
All right. My name's not Harry, by the way.
Okay. I see Harry on my board.
Anyway,
okay.
I am dismayed, to say the least, by the amount of hypocrisy and double standard that I hear in what you're saying and what the mainstream media is saying about this particular incident with Trump and the Ukraine. Mm-hmm. The reason I say that is because, to me, it is no different whatsoever than what Hillary Clinton and the DNC did to Bernie Sanders. It's exactly the same in my mind, in that what she did was undermining a political rival.
Would
you please let me finish?
I am. I just want you to clarify something. So
I am. I'm getting to that right now. In that particular case, it was taboo to look at the content of those emails that were released and impugn the integrity of Hillary Clinton. All that was focused on was this story about Russian hacking.
Okay, so what I'm asking is, you say, is it similar to?
It's not similar, it's exactly the same. Now that Donald Trump has done the same thing, all of a sudden, all the rules have changed.
Oh, okay. I'm not arguing with you. I just want you to clarify. So you're saying that the rule has changed with the president and the former senator in terms of the hypocrisy?
Donald Trump has done exactly the same thing, if this story is even true, that Hillary Clinton did to Bernie Sanders.
Oh, okay, okay, I understand.
All the rules have changed, and we can easily impugn Donald Trump for doing this, when in the case of Hillary Clinton, we couldn't impugn her integrity. It was a matter of the Russians hacking her emails.
Okay, let me ask you, because that's an interesting point you're making, but I'm asking in terms of Senator Clinton wasn't the president at the time, so you could have a criminal investigation. I'm asking about the...
It was a candidacy.
Yeah, I'm not asking about
the... She was impugning her opponent.
Oh, okay, I see. So you say it's the same thing, but different players. Okay. Thank you for your thoughts.
Is that clear to you now, or are you still uncertain about what I'm saying?
I thought I repeated what you said, and so I thank you for sharing. Hey, thank you so much for your thoughts. This is More Talk Radio here on KBOO. I'm asking for your thoughts on the investigation in terms of the president. Is it the impeachment inquiry something we should do, or how should we focus on it? 503-231-8187. And let's see if... Harry?
Yes, this is
Harry. It is Harry. Okay, Harry. What are your thoughts?
Thank you for taking my call. Yes, there's enough to impeach him from the Mueller report. When the Congress asked Mueller, does this exonerate the president? He said, no, it doesn't. There's enough in there to do it. But the problem is, will they do both of them together, or will they do them separately? And the election is coming up, and a lot of Democrats want the Democratic Party and their legislations to go after the Republicans. First reason, they tried to impeach Clinton. Okay, that's another reason to go after them. Second reason is we're now in the Mitch McConnell era. You know the McCarthy era in the early 50s?
Yes.
We're in the same thing. What did he say? He said that when he took over the Senate in 2010, I'm going to obstruct, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to do that, and I'm ahead of the Senate, and you can't stop me. So we have to, and a lot of Democrats, voters, want the Democrat Party to go after them any way they can. Look how they treated Obama for the 8 years. You know, so they want him to go, and the Democrat Party has to do this. If so, they don't, don't get me wrong, if they impeach, they go to Senate, the Senate is not going to impeach them. But they we have to do it anyway.
Are the Democrats doing it because the Republicans did it before?
Yeah.
So it's payback?
Yeah, because they did it before and they're doing it now. Like I said, it's the Mitch McConnell era of, you know, of a dirty politics.
So
if the Democrat Party doesn't do it, the Democrats aren't going to report. The Democrats could lose the House again if they don't. So they're being forced to do it.
So,
the head of the House.
So if
Pelosi doesn't really want to.
So let me ask you in terms of if the political dynamics change and if the Democrats are. Reverse in terms of Democrats and Republicans, are we just going to do that forever when one party gets in?
Until Mitch McConnell leaves, until the Republicans realize that, oh, he's caused so much problems, and the only way we can reach across the aisle is to get rid of him.
Okay.
And this is one way to do it. They have to go out. Look how they treated Obama. So
it sounds what I'm asking, it sounds like they treated Obama this way, so now the Democrats have to treat Trump
to, or they will lose votes. People will stay home and not vote Democrat.
Okay.
So they kind of have to do this. Another thing, Cecil, what's your last name?
Prescott.
Oh, Prescott. Are you related to Margaret Prescott, who does the Sojournal Truth show here on...
That's a long story. So
you're related to her?
Well, we're not kissing cousins or anything like that. It's just our families are from this small island in the Caribbean. But go ahead.
Oh, okay, no, I just wondered if you guys were related or you knew her or because you had the same last name.
Yeah, we got to say okay. Moving on. Yeah, we don't exchange Christmas cards.
Oh, okay. don't. That's not your ex-wife, is it?
No.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Okay. Hey, thank you so much.
Sayonara.
Okay. You are listening to KBOO. This is More Talk Radio. I am Cecil Prescott, not married to Margaret Prescott. And, we're not divorced. Let's go to our next caller who's going to share some wisdom about the president and the impeachment inquiry. Is this Pierre?
And I guess so, yes.
Hey, how are you today?
Oh, pretty good. Wide awake. I think I would impeach Trump for two things. One is he dumped the nuclear treaty with Iran, and he did that purely out of personal spite against Barack Obama. And you know, we can see that had a horrible consequences. It could still lead to some kind of a war. I would also impeach him for dumping the Paris Climate Treaty. Those two things are very, very important.
So you think the House should expand its impeachment inquiry to include those items?
Yes, indeed, right.
Okay, and do you think the impeachment inquiry is a distraction from the presidential election of 2020?
Well, I think it's... you know, I think it's being pushed. There are people, and I think they're mainly in the Democratic Party, who are pushing for some kind of confrontation with Russia. You know, that's what Ukraine was all about. An elected president of Ukraine was overthrown, you know, by a street crowd. That woman from the State Department was there passing out cookies, urging them on. She had a phone call with the ambassador to Ukraine. They were talking about who would replace Yanukovych.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the whole thing, they they want some kind of confrontation with Russia, and this if they limit the impeachment to the Ukraine business, whenever Trump is gone, you know, they can continue with their drive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think this is what they had in mind all along, and they haven't given up on that. I don't know, you know, there's lots of things to criticize Russia about, but I don't think that moving troops up to the border is going to help anybody.
Okay. Hey, well, thank you, Pierre, for your thoughts, and have a great day. This is More Talk Radio. I am Cecil Prescott. We're speaking this morning about the impeachment inquiry, whether or not this is something that should happen, particularly should they focus on the concerns of the whistleblower, the conversation of the president with the president of the Ukraine, or should it be expanded? And related to that, is this a distraction from the presidential election of 2020? Our numbers are 503-231-8187, and we will go to Francis. Good morning, Francis. Thank you for your patience.
Hi. Listen to Representative Al Green from Texas. He has brought in impeachment proposals for, I think, about three times now. Mm. And the president has been undermining our Constitution since day one on a whole lot of issues. And for anybody to think it's a distraction is ridiculous, because the Constitution requires congressional oversight. It's not a partisan issue.
Mm.
It's required by our Constitution to provide congressional oversight. And to think that, and as Representative Green says, members of Congress are able to walk and chew gum at the same time. It is not the only thing that they deal with, but it is one that they most definitely are going to deal with.
Yeah.
And slowly, some Republicans are agreeing. When the president recently suggested that if he's impeached, it could start a civil war,
mm-hmm.
that was the line for a couple of Republicans right there.
Yes.
So it's, you know, when the president of the United States stands up in a speech and calls out young people who are protesting police misconduct, executions, and abuse, and calls them SOBs, that's not a president. And he hasn't been one for a long time.
So should that...
He thinks he's a mob boss.
Well, let me ask you, that, because you said, asserted that Congress can chew gum and walk at the same time. I'm wondering about the American public, whether focusing on the impeachment inquiry and all around that, will that distract us from other items, or will that enable us to do more, address some of these issues that you have raised?
Well, we'll be able to address issues when there aren't people in the administration blocking everything everybody does.
Okay.
And everybody attempts to do.
All right.
And when that speaker, Senate Majority Leader stops obstructing, we can do a whole lot of things.
Well, let me ask you, because you mentioned that this is not a partisan issue, and that Congress has its constitutional duty to provide oversight. Unfortunately, right. I think it has descended into a partisan issue. So 88% of Republicans are against it, and 93% of Democrats are for it. And so it's like, we can tell where you stand by your political ideology.
I would listen to the 12% of Republicans who are for it,
okay.
because the rest of them are making it a partisan issue, and it should not be. They can see what this man is doing, and
okay.
he does it
and
almost on a daily basis.
Are the Democrats making it a partisan issue?
I don't see that they are. I think they've been trying to be as nonpartisan as possible. I think that's why they waited so long to actually come to this point, but right. It whether they are or not doesn't matter. The Constitution requires this oversight. It's not something that we can just, you know, take a poll and decide whether we should or not.
Okay.
That we have to follow the law of the land, and we are.
Wow. Well, thank you so much, and I hope that people will live up to their responsibilities. You are listening to More Talk Radio. We're speaking this morning about the
impeachment process.
Process. Thank you. 503-231-8187. Any thoughts before we go to our next caller, Celeste?
Well, you know, I've listened to people talk, and some folks have gotten a little distracted from the point, and some people are right on, and some people are bringing in some significant tangential issues, like the fact that there's a concern that this is some quid pro quo, to borrow a quote from the news, regarding the treatment that Obama received as president. I regard this impeachment issue as kind of like what Francis said. It is our duty to check into them. The Mueller report has been mischaracterized by the media into saying that it exonerated or it did not accuse the president. And it did neither. It did accuse and it did not exonerate. Okay, so that's one issue. The other issue is whether we should do it as part of a payback or revenge dynamic. And I would hope we would be above that. You know, I did hear the point made, well, if the Democrats don't do this, then they won't get any votes. There are polls that show that lots of people still like Trump, but they just won't say that. They won't articulate it because they are fearful that they'll be targeted, get punched in the mouth or shouted down or stalked or what have you. And so this is not the kind of behavior that's going to get somebody other than Trump elected if we do it as part of our revenge. The fact that I was kind of tickled to hear one caller say, well, it's been hypocritical because the Democrats did X, Y, and Z to Bernie Sanders, and you were saying, what is it, same thing, different players. The challenge with that is that it assumes that the people who are pushing for this are all Democrat, and they're not. Many are independent. Some of them might be Green Party. There are some Republicans that feel this way as well. So I do understand how the caller might be incensed and feel that this is hypocritical, but we're also not dealing with a seated president. You know, as you pointed
what
out.
President?
We're not dealing with a seated president.
Seated?
Well, see, Trump is a president, whereas the issue with Hillary Clinton and
I see.
She was a candidate,
right.
And everybody else involved was a candidate.
Thank you for raising that. I was unable to share that with the caller because there is a difference between.
There's a big difference
in the White House as opposed to seeking the White House.
And it's not as though the average person was the one behind the invasion of her emails. You know, it's not like we did that. So we are not being hypocritical, you know. Mm-hmm. Maybe the process is appearing so. So one of the things that I think we have to remember and consider is that if we're going to try to push forward the whole issue of impeachment, we might actually need to spend more time explaining to people what
impeachment means, why he is being impeached, and really specifically outline the charges so that the ordinary person gets. It's kind of like going to be a civics 101 class.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
You know,
I mean, I think the same thing happened. I don't know what happened in 1865 or 1866 when Andrew Jackson was impeached. But I do know that when Nixon, when there were charges against him and the committee voted articles of impeachment, it was like a civic lesson for the nation. And similarly, when Clinton was impeached, it was like a civic lesson to the nation. And, you know, I don't think that many people like have internalized the U.S. Constitution and what it means.
I doubt.
So this might be an opportunity for us to learn more about how our government works. It could be an episode for, you know, well, what was that?
Don't say West Wing.
No, I was going to say educational TV about Bill.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm talking about.
Not the science guy.
No, not the science guy. It's like from the 70s. And,
oh, yeah, like the electric company at Sesame Street and all of that.
About how you make a bill.
Yeah, I remember that. Okay, yeah. Well. Yeah. But anyway, let's go to our next caller, Robbie. Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
Yeah, I think it was Schoolhouse Rock.
That's what I was thinking about, Schoolhouse Rock.
I'm just a bill.
That's it. And I still remember that 40 years later. Okay.
Yep. I wanted to say I do believe it's a distraction. The reason I think it's a distraction right now, just hear me out, is I would have been much happier having witnessed the impeachment process happening 2 years ago when it should have started. This new stuff, I feel like what's happening with Nancy Pelosi and a lot of the Democrats having stonewalled this impeachment process is the same thing that the Democrats did when they allowed, what was it, you know how they passed the funding and they're basically going to allow the government shutdown to happen right when the new president, when the new person, whoever gets elected this term, they're going to have that power. When you look at the larger picture, the Democrats don't seem to be doing what I think is enough. I think what they're doing is they're playing into the partisan politics and they're, you know, but I would like to say this with anybody who thinks that's a Russian election, and I want to, that one person who was upset and trying to communicate about the Russian stuff, there was a lot of America interfered with Russia's election, which is what made Putin upset, and then, you know, a lot of that fallout all happened. And anybody who thinks that the Russian election interference, you know, played out the way that, you know, We're being told that Russia hacked the DNC servers because Trump told them to or asked them to, and then through WikiLeaks they published these emails. Mm-hmm. Not once were those emails ever discredited for being falsified. Second of all, nobody who thinks that the Russian election interference is a big deal knows the name Reality Winner. Do you know who Reality Lee Ann Winner is?
Say that again.
Do you know Reality Winner? Do you know who she is?
I'm not even sure what you mean by reality.
Reality Winner is this person's name. She's a whistleblower. She's now serving the longest. Are you familiar with Reality Winner?
No.
See, and this is one of the reasons why I think a lot of the story gets covered up with certain people who hear things like this. Reality Winner is now in U.S. prison under the, I believe it was either George Bush or Obama era's whistleblowers laws. Basically, she leaked to The Intercept a detailed report that the FBI had or the NSA had on Russia's direct election interference and how they had compromised systems. And it wasn't just Russia, it's seven other countries. They knew this before the elections were even happening. Reality Winner whistleblowed this. She dropped it off to The Intercept. She got caught. She got arrested. She's now serving the largest time. And why is this not ever being brought up when we talk about Russian election interference? And that's because it gets to a very complicated situation. It gets to a complicated situation where it is partisan politics. You have Democrats wanting to do it one way, and you have, you know, Republicans denying it the other way. But basically what I see is that Trump did this already. He did a Russian election interference. They didn't do the impeachment. And now he did it again, and it's right before this election. This is impeachment is a long process. It's going to take a long time. But I think what the other caller was trying to bring up was why is it the stuff that was in these emails was never discussed? Because that was election interference when we looked at those emails. Mm-hmm. Furthermore, you know, like what I see happening here is it is a distraction. I think that it's going to basically allow Trump. I really hope this doesn't happen, but I do believe he's not going to get out of office. I think this is impeachment is going to help him further his crazy supporters to making sure that he does stay in. Mm-hmm. And I hope I'm really wrong. I hope I'm wrong. I hope that he doesn't try to start a war to maintain his authoritarian regime. I hope that, you know, this impeachment does go through. But to me, it looks like this isn't going to play out the way that Democrats want. I think it's going to backfire in our face.
Okay. And, mm-hmm. you know, one thing, you know, the U.S. has never influenced other nations.
No,
elections.
Never, ever. That has never, ever.
No, they did. They have totally.
No, we're being facetious. We know, I mean, there are any number of South American and African and Asian, especially Southeast Asia, politics that we have interfered in.
Yeah, Ukraine and Kyiv, that happened in 2009, I believe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Massive Russian protests happened, and that was directly by our State Department here having influenced a lot of that, and George Soros did too. But I mean, that's in the past. I'm just saying we have to take that into account when we try to blame Russian election interference, because this is the, you know, a lot of people, like, they're trying so hard to set us up for war right now. And I think that if we did, I mean, to me, it doesn't make sense how Russia interfered with our election by exposing to the American people that the Democratic National Party rigged an election. Like, that's what is upsetting to me, is like, and I think a lot of other people, is when you're paying attention to these things, mm-hmm. it's like, well, wait, these emails were never, you know, fault. Like, nobody came out and tried to, you know, be like, hey, you know, disprove these emails. Those emails were real. And what's wrong with learning more truth? I don't understand how that was an influence on our election if they're actually providing, you know, people are going to say there's like bots that were putting out, you know, these fake news things. But it's like, at the end of the day, we have the mainstream media literally doing that to Bernie Sanders right now again. And I don't see how I should be concerned about Russia's election interference or even Ukraine's when they're just trying to influence media, when in all reality, our own media is the one that's suppressing information.
Hey, thank you.
Well, it's not like our media hasn't suppressed information before. We have no idea what we don't know. So I do hear that. I think the best we can do is to stay vigilant as individuals and keep haranguing our electeds to do better. It's not like it's going to make a big difference, but it's the one thing we can do.
Hey, yeah. Thank you so
much.
Well,
thank you very much.
Hey, mm-hmm. thank you. This is More Talk Radio here on KBOO. Coming up, following our program, is the Elmo Variety Hour. All of this here on your community radio stations, but our numbers are 503-231-8187. And is the impeachment inquiry a distraction, or whether it's necessary, or whether it should be focused? Let's go to our next caller. Thank you for waiting. Good morning, caller. Robbie?
Hello?
Are you talking to me?
Jim? Okay, it looks like we got Jim up. Jim?
Yes.
Okay.
I think it's a distraction, okay? If Trump was going after Ukraine, yeah, it's just before the election, but Joe Biden's son is doing some criminal activity or business, okay, over there. And Trump is saying he was getting to the bottom of that type of stuff.
Okay, so what was it that Biden's son was doing over there that was
apparently illegal? Apparently, Trump is saying that, because he's got it on Facebook, that his son has got business over there in Ukraine.
Okay, here's the thing. Trump has business in Russia.
And Trump has business possibly
in Ukraine. Trump's daughter used her position as an envoy to hawk her own products, and that is against the law. And nobody said anything against that. So it's like, just because it's on Facebook doesn't mean it's true. And just because Trump said that Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden, did something wrong means he did something wrong.
Well, you know, the thing about it is the whole world is corrupt. There's not one country that doesn't have any type of corruption in it.
You okay, know, but we're talking about our president interfering with our election process by calling in a favor from another country entirely, from a separate sovereign nation. And that's against our laws.
Well, I don't think it should be held against him. You know what
okay,
I mean?
And tell me why you don't think that that the president of the United States should be held accountable for breaking the law.
Well, was he really breaking the law?
Yes.
Well, that's what the inquiry will
determine and show. Yeah. But for him, let's put it this way: if he did that, that is against the law. Now, he said he did make the call. He said he did talk to the Ukraine president about Hunter Biden.
Right.
Okay, that admission right there states unequivocally that he broke the law. Now, what we have to do is prove by looking at the transcripts and following, you know, the evidence and the information, but by his own admission, he broke the law.
Well, the thing about it is that what is it really going to prove, and what is it really...
We don't need crooks in the White House. Yes, we may have them, but we're supposed to punish them when we find them.
Well, we're supposed to punish all the Democrats for doing all the wrong things, but we're not.
Hey,
you know what I mean? The Democrats have been doing a lot of bad things too.
Okay, and if that is indeed true, what's wrong with the Republicans? Why haven't they taken care of business?
Yeah, we should be going after all the other crooks. You know what I mean?
Well, you know what? I'm not a Democrat or a Republican, so kick them all out.
I think so too. I think we should kick all these people out and start over.
All right, you know then. We're in agreement.
You know what I mean? We need something that's going to fix things. We don't need an argument. Okay.
Well this is supposed to be an attempt to fix things.
Stupid law. Okay.
But this country is run by the rule of law, so we do need to consider the law. But I take your point.
That is right too. I believe in the law too. But the thing about it is you know, I'm a commercial truck driver.
Uh-huh.
Okay, we're so worried about the goddamn border. Then why aren't they not really searching the trucks when they go across the border?
Well, let me ask you this question.
I brought a load down to the border, okay, and then I was told to do is just sign this that it was inspected and all this kind of stuff, and it with the paperwork. A Mexican truck driver comes across the border. He picks up that trailer and takes it back to Mexico. Nobody looks inside that trailer.
Okay? Well, are you a crook?
Especially,
were you carrying anything, any contraband?
Yeah, and the thing about it
is... Oh, you were?
We're helping a bunch of crooks smuggle the stuff across the border.
Okay.
We're worried about crooks, you know what I mean? Why aren't we going out to the real crook?
As a truck driver, I'm surprised you're not upset with the fact that you can't afford gasoline. But, that's one of the things that's causing trucking to go down the tubes right now. But I do thank you for your call.
Okay.
You are listening to More Talk Radio here on KBOO. And let me remind you that our subject this morning is the inquiry in the House of Representatives about whether or not the President of the United States should be impeached in regard to his interaction with the President of Ukraine, conversation of a couple of months ago and surrounding things. Do they constitute high crimes and misdemeanors? Give us your thoughts. 503-231-8187. That's our subject.
Yeah.
Let's go to our next caller.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Hello?
You're on the air.
Hi, yes. I'm on the air.
Yeah, if your radio is on, turn it off.
No, it's not. I just have a bad connection.
Okay.
So, no, I'm all for impeachment. If you break the laws of the Constitution, nobody is immune to that. So, yeah, what he did was wrong, and he keeps doing it. And people just need to get more informed. We live in an ignorant society where people should go and read their Constitution. Take an hour or two and read, you know, a little bit here and there, and you'll get a little bit more enlightened, I believe.
I think that's a good point. I mean, part of the problem is that we are, because of our ignorance of the rule of law and what the laws say, we find people are a lot more lenient. They think that the law is not so important, and we have people thinking it's no big deal that the law may have been broken.
I agree with that. Also, a little impeachment processes, they don't really take that long. Clinton started on October 8th, 1998, and he was impeached December 19th, 1998. So that's 6 weeks. So then it doesn't take that long, or excuse me, that's 10 weeks. So that doesn't take too long to impeach a person.
Well, it doesn't take too long. I think one of the problems might be is how somebody obstructs the process, or, you know, because there are little checks along the way, and if you have a group obstructing the process some kind of way, that's what will take it longer.
McConnell can do that through the Senate.
He could
take it to the Supreme Court and state, hey, let's just throw this out.
So that was in terms of my question initially, in terms of whether this is a distraction or whether it should focus on the election itself. And in addition, I want to, as you suggested, call the people to read the Constitution. I think many of us are speaking this morning, and I would suggest that in addition to the Constitution, that you might want to read letter the whistleblower wrote to the House.
Mm-hmm.
It's only 7 pages. The ING report is also only 7 pages, so it's easy to read, and it gives us some background. Hey, thank you so much for your thoughts.
It gives us clarification of what's going on in the current Ukraine situation. His whole presidency has been a distraction, not only to our country, but to everybody.
Well, that's true. Yeah, that's true.
Hey, we're short on time, but...
Yes, thank you for your call. And it looks like we have one more person. Can we get that person in?
Good morning. Susan, are you there?
I'm here.
All right.
Thank you for taking my call. Yes, I'm another person who has spent some time on the Internet, and I go to some really wonderful websites. I know that NPR has that's where I went, and I read the... complaint, and there's other places like The Intercept. There's a great article right now about Nixon's revenge. This time Republicans are ready to fight impeachment.
Mm-hmm.
And it lays out the fact that for decades they have spent creating a system to make sure no Republican president is ever forced from office again, no matter what he does, no matter what his crime. Just like Trump said, he could stand on Fifth Avenue and shoot someone dead. This article pinpoints that truth, that it is a very divisive government we have, and the Republicans will fight every which way. They do it through owning news sources, Fox News, and the important part about going to places like this is that you can click down, you can go down through the website, and you have a wealth of information from people like Glenn Greenwald and Snow, and then for local here. I love Teresa Mitchell's program, The News You're Not Supposed to Know. That's a very important source for our community.
Okay, well, thank you for your call.
All right.
You've been listening to More Talk Radio here on Your Community Connection, KBOO Portland. Stay tuned. We have coming up the Old Mole Variety Hour, news, views, reviews that you can use. Here on Your Community Connection, KBOO Portland, 90.7 in the city, 91.9 in points east, along the Willamette River Valley, 104.3, and everywhere, KBOO.FM.
KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is available by calling the station at 503-231-8032. Meetings will be held at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, Portland, unless otherwise noted. The Development Committee will meet the first Wednesday of each month at 4:30 p.m.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of a talk by Alex Vitale on Saturday, October 12th at the Dismantle Change Build Center in Portland. Alex Vitale, director of the Brooklyn College Policing and Social Justice Project, is the author of The End of Policing. He'll be speaking on how to reconstruct police culture and behavior and describe alternatives that remove the police from dealing with drug addiction, houselessness, sex work, mental health crises, and more. Again, that's Alex Vitale on Saturday, October 12th, 6 p.m. at the Dismantle Change Build Center, 14 Northeast Killingsworth in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.